Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 6. The Intrinsic Significance of the Purification of the Returned Captives. Wednesday, Related Verses, Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Job 42:5. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Revelation 22:4. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. 1 Timothy 1:5. But the end of the charge is love, out of a pure heart, and out of a good conscience, and out of unfeigned faith. Psalm 73:1. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. 1 John 3:1-3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and we are. Because of this, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been manifested what we will be. We know that if he is manifested, we will be like him, because we will see him, even as he is. And everyone who has this hope set on him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Related reading. During the past few decades, the problem among us has been that some have the ambition, but they do not have the capacity. If a man does not have the capacity to reach the goal of his ambition, he will be like a disgraced politician. Whether in the church or the work, the problem lies in this point. In addition to capacity, there must also be the proper heart. We should be pure in our heart and single for the Lord's recovery. Only then will we be a help to the recovery. This is like a person engaged in world government. If he has the ambition and the ability to do something for his nation and his people, and if his motive is pure, he can become a hero to the nation and a savior to his people. But if he has the ambition and the ability, yet lacks a pure motive, he will become a problem. The same principle can be seen in the Lord's recovery. I encourage you young ones to have ambition, but we still have to look to the Lord to give us the capacity as well as a pure motive. Only when we have all three can we become useful in the hands of the Lord. Otherwise, sooner or later we will become a problem. May the Lord be merciful to us. To be pure in heart, Matthew 5:8, is to be single in purpose, to have the single goal of accomplishing God's will for God's glory. If we are pure in heart in seeking God, we shall see God. Seeing God is a reward to the pure in heart. It is impossible, of course, to see God with our physical eyes. However, we can see him with our spirit and with a heart that is pure and single. If we have an open spirit and a pure heart, we shall see God. To see God is an experience and an enjoyment. When we see him, he dispenses himself into us, infusing himself into our being. Job 42 reveals the final outcome under God's consummation of the progressive divine revelation in the narration of the story of Job. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes. This indicates that Job gained God in his personal experience and that he abhorred himself. Seeing God equals gaining God. To gain God is to receive God in his element, in his life, and in his nature. Eventually, this not only makes us one with God, it even makes us a part of God. I prefer not to use the phrase one with God in describing our relationship with God, because to be made a part of God, to be constituted with God in his life and nature, is more than being one with God. We see God that we may be constituted with God, yet we do not have any share in the Godhead. All God's redeemed, regenerated, sanctified, transformed, conformed, and glorified people will see God's face. Seeing God transforms us, because in seeing God, we receive his element into us. As we receive God, a new element comes into us, and the old element is discharged. This metabolic process is transformation. To see God is to be transformed into the glorious image of God. This makes us a part of God, that we may express God in his life and represent him in his authority. Job said not only that he saw God, but also that he abhorred himself. According to our experience, the more we see God and love God, the more we abhor ourselves. The more we know God, the more we deny ourselves.